Lines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
In local news, the Queensland budget came out yesterday, investing $119.2 billion in infrastructure for the Olympics, with one quarter of the infrastructure budget going into regional areas. The state also earmarked $765 million in the budget for the Olympic build, such as the Athletes Village and venues for events. Premier David Crisafulli told media productivity was returning to the state because the government had, quote, brought the CFMEU to heel. On a completely unrelated note, since the LNP lifted a ban on developer political donations last week, $170,000 have been donated to Queensland state politicians.
Allegations of illegally imported unprocessed peanuts have sparked concern for introducing exotic plant disease, peanut smut, amongst others across Australia. Sony Crumpton, manager of Australia's largest peanut processor in Kingaroy, first raised the alarm following reports of unprocessed transported peanuts in Sydney and Melbourne. Consequently, testing of the peanuts indicated signs that the peanuts were able to germinate, posing a risk to the Australian agricultural industry. Kingaroy crop consultant Graham Wright highlighted the extent of the damage the disease could make, stating, quote, if we ever got that disease here, it would be the end of the industry.
In national news, Gardening Australia's Jeremy Colby Williams has been a precedent icon in Australian television for 26 years, but a new spotlight has been shone on him over... as he marched with the ABC float at Sydney Mardi Gras with his husband. An ABC interview with Jerry allowed the presenter to express how he felt he had to hide his identity on screen as an out and proud gay man for all 26 years of his career. During the interview, Jerry relayed his experiences as a gay man during the 1980s and the AIDS crisis, and as well as assaults, physical and sexual, to the intense culture of homophobia. While Jerry appreciates the acceptance and visibility the queer community now enjoys, he said it is also a chance to focus attention on the progress that still needs to be made.
Doctors in regional New South Wales have succeeded in their campaign towards robotic surgery funding as the government has allocated $9.9 million towards this equipment in the new budget. Orange Health Services Head of Cancer and Clinical Trials, Rob Zielinski, stated that, quote, a surgical robot is now standard equipment for cancer care in hospitals across Australia. Our community deserves the same standard, not the second best. He explained that regional cancer patients will no longer have to travel to Sydney to receive this treatment and therefore will be less likely to strain on their families and friends to organise treatment.
In international news, Europe's heat wave has intensified, resulting in the cancellation of outdoor events such as school closures and even shortened hours for famous landmarks such as the Eiffel Tower. Railways have advised against travel as red alerts and health warnings have been issued across France, Italy, Spain, and Britain. It has also been reported that 40 people have drowned in France in their attempts to cool down in bodies of water due to the record-breaking heat. Scientists have named this a clear marker of global warming, and expect these temperatures to become more frequent and even more intense in the future.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 14 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is not rated and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the tradition.